Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Oh, get your ass out on time, Abe. Yeah, what's happening, man?
Of all people. Abe would have a start on time.
You know what I'm saying, man? But yeah, dog.
He had a lot to say.
Yeah, man, what's happening, man? It is Thursday up in this thing, man, as we're getting closer. This is a championship game. Obviously, the Falcons, damn, that's right, back-to-back games. Yeah. You're gonna have, the Seahawks are going to be in town.
Yep.
Big game tonight. Yeah. Between Dallas and the Lions, which should be a good game. It says Dallas is playing some damn good ball. But, yeah, it's going to be a fun week of football, Andy, as all the conference championship games. Obviously, implications for the college football playoffs, how that works out. Every time you look up, there's a new scenario. There's a new thought process behind it and all that other stuff, man. It just – somebody's going to be mad.
That's right.
If they go 16, somebody's going to be mad. 17 teams going to be mad.
It feels like there's more people mad now at 12 than there were at 4.
Doesn't it?
There was more people mad at 4 than there were at 2.
Yes.
And maybe it's because at 2, you know, there was only a couple teams that really thought they had a chance. Yeah. Same thing with 4. Now at 12, there's more schools that are advocating. And I don't have a problem with that. Like, I like for, you know, for fan bases and folks that root for these schools to feel like you're in the mix longer into the season. And I think ultimately, I don't know, maybe I just want this to be true, but I feel like ultimately it's beneficial to the overall interest of college football that more fan bases feel like their team has a chance deeper into the season.
Right.
And so again, like, yeah, you're like, you can exhaust yourself doing the scenarios if you want to, or you can ignore it and wait for it all to come out on Sunday. I don't have any problem with the scenario stuff because it's kind of fun.
Right.
The thing I have a problem with is the advocating, and I'll say whining, from like actual football people.
Yes.
Like football coaches.
Yes. Yes.
Going on television and radio shows and podcasts and all this different stuff and acting so unfootball. You know?
But
like, you don't make excuses.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, like, I know exactly what you mean, because that's what my issue
you
with
play the game, with anything you win or lose. You move on.
That is my issue with anything now when former athletes or coaches are doing this whining thing, like you don't know what the what is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You know what it
you
is.
You know what it is.
You got 12 games, you need to win 10 of them or more.
So because there's a beam that you're looking to a camera, now all of a sudden you just – like, oh, that's the most irritating thing.
It is.
Irritating damn thing.
I know. And it's not just like, I don't know. This has struck me as a real frustration over the last week or so in a sport that's so built on, like from the time you start playing it, right? When you're a little kid, all the way up through, it's built on what? Like teamwork.
Yes.
Selflessness.
Yes.
Team before individual.
Yes. Like big team, little me.
All that.
Yes.
Right? All that kind of stuff. And that's just not what it is in college football right now.
No.
Like, yeah, but it's still preached. Like, you still expected to sort of operate that way because you have to in order to win on the field. But then everybody, you know, has their own individual agenda one way or the other. And it's like, you know, the biggest story of the month is the coach who led the team to the playoff. And then during the run to the playoff, it's like, actually, you know what's more important than that? Me. I'm going to go to this other team.
Yes.
It's just like, so it's just all so anti-football.
Yeah.
And we love it. We cover it. We talk about it. And it is great. And I do believe that that the majority of football coaches in college and high school and on down are doing incredible work. Like you're teaching young men to be better adults based on those principles that we just talked about.
Right.
But then when they see like the people at the highest level just flat out not living up to that at all, it's just so hypocritical.
It is.
And it's Sark on TV whining about, well, maybe we won't play. Then don't. Or beat them. You know what I mean? Yeah. You were allowed to beat Ohio State.
Yes.
That was an option.
Yes.
You also didn't have to lose to Florida.
No. Nope.
So let's not ignore that.
That's
part
the thing
of
about it.
It
is you. I don't doubt that Texas may be one of the best 12 teams in America. Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not so
maybe.
Sure about that.
Maybe.
They're pretty good, but they're not like.
But yeah, I'm just like, you know, it's just one of those things where and it's going to happen all day tomorrow. Because they'll probably have guest coaches on shows and Sark and Marcus Freeman and Cristobal.
Like, even like Saban's done it. Yeah. You know, like even Saban's gone on TV and
he's
kind of like.
So soft. He's gotten so soft. He's gotten so damn soft.
No, but even
on TV.
When he was coaching at Alabama, like he would go on shows and be like, I think we need to get in.
But
and
it
here's
would
why.
Seem so ungenuine when
yeah,
he said
it. He didn't believe it.
Yeah.
It was on behalf of the money people.
Exactly.
He was like, look, we have a lot more money to make if you guys make this
exactly.
Playoff.
So it seemed like it was not genuine when Coach Saban would say it because he's like, I know what it is. We lost that game.
We lost. We lost
to Auburn.
We needed to not
like
lose
that
game.
Yeah. And so, but I mean, that is where we are right now. And it's going to be, again, when we come in on Monday, hopefully a victory Monday. Doubt it, but yeah, it's a possibility.
That's in relation to the Falcons.
Yeah,
right?
That's
that dictates victory Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so we'll sit back and wait, because the biggest thing now, that's the ongoing thing is this calendar, the football calendar and everything. I told you, I got home yesterday because usually when it's signing day, which I love for these kids to get an opportunity to go to school and all these things, I'll sit and watch the show that they put on where the kids are going and everything like that. Nothing. Nobody cares about recruiting anymore. Nobody cares about it anymore. And it's crazy. Because that was the bloodline of what college football was, the recruiting part about it. And now, because of the portal and NIL and all those different things, it's just not made to be a big deal. I read this morning, USC has the number one recruiting class. Did you know that?
Because you told me that yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, really? I was like, oh, really? It's like first time in 18 years an SEC school has not had the number one recruiting class.
Yeah, you told me that too.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. And
I was like, wow.
So then it piqued my interest. I was like, all right, so if that's true, let me go look. Let me go check. And yeah, USC was one. I think Oregon was two. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame was three or something like that. Georgia's still five or six or something like that. And I also think, like, you know, not to, good for USC for being able to do that. That's important. But it's also like that's just the high school class,
right?
Like you have to. I'm sure there's a composite ranking at the end of it where you include the transfer portal. I think you should also include retention.
Yes.
Like if you're able to have, I don't know, name the guy and you keep him, that's pretty impressive too.
Yeah.
Because if you have a good enough player, coaches are calling.
Yes.
Like people are talking to him.
Yeah.
You know, especially if he's a guy like, I don't know if he's like Gunnar Stockton, probably, maybe he is though. I don't know. I don't want to say he's not, but like guys like that are presumed to be the starter anyway next year, maybe safe. But like, if you're like splitting time at running back and you're really good, people are calling.
Oh, dude.
Like Chauncey Bowen's
getting called.
Bowen's blowing up.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yes. There, yeah,
for instance.
There's a guy, all those damn tight ends are at Georgia are getting calls.
Definitely.
I mean, there's certain positions that are, you know, because I have no problem with you want to go play.
Sure.
I have no problem with that, man. I understand. Nobody wants to sit on the bench like you said, split time, play sparingly. And that's one of those things that at Georgia you're going to do a lot of times, especially at the skill position player. You're not going to be the guy on every single play that's out there. I hate that they do that, but at the same time, it's what Kirby does. That's why when we talk about the quarterback position at Georgia, there is a certain quarterback that Kirby wants, a certain mindset of a quarterback. He will recruit the hell out of a superstar quarterback. He will break that superstar out of the quarterback, you know, because it's all about how he wants his team to be run, how he wants his quarterback to play, mainly don't turn the ball over, all those different things. And so if you want to be a quarterback at Georgia and all those different things, because we're going to get another five-star. We're going to get another one, and it's going to be the same thing. And that's probably why the recruiting thing isn't where it is, because, hell, 70% of the kids that signed yesterday are going to be on a different roster next year.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they're going to be on a roster next year.
It will really be interesting as when we go back and look at this time, because I do think what's happening right now is going to be a little unique. I think it'll be a little different in 10 years than it is now. It's obviously way different right now than it was even 5 years ago. Like this unregulated NIL transfer portal era I think we'll stand it. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be like this forever. But like how many kids, especially big time kids, like 5-star kids, finish their career where they went? I mean, it's just not going to happen.
I didn't realize Bear Alexander was at Oregon and balling.
Yeah, he's playing good.
Yeah. And balling.
He's played for a lot of teams.
Yeah, but he's playing to the level that when he was here in that damn TCU game, we're like, oh, hell yeah.
Right.
Another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, got another one.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah. It took a minute. And
yeah.
Some transferring, and now he's over there. He's playing good.
Yeah,
growing into his body and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, good for him. He'll be in the playoff again at a different place. But back to your original point, and I think this is something that you and I have talked about it, but we don't buy into it in that, like, people will say yesterday's signing day doesn't mean what it once did. Right. And I understand what you're saying. But also, you know, there's a kid yesterday that signed to go play football at Kennesaw State.
Exactly.
And he's going to get a free education, and that's what he really wanted to do his whole life, and now he's going to get to do it. So it mattered a lot to him.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing. That's why I always talk about, I think it's still so cool when you can play in the SEC championship as much as people want to try and minimize and all those different things. Because I'll tell you this, those guys that are wearing, I think we're the road team. So the guys that are wearing the white jerseys and the guys wearing those Crimson jerseys, it means a whole damn lot.
Yeah, and it's going to matter to the 70,000 people that are in the stadium.
Yes.
And again, it's a very popular thing right now, and especially in football, college football and all that, to be like, well, this doesn't matter. I don't know. If it matters to you, then it matters. And if it matters to the people doing it, then it doesn't matter to some guy on TV.
You
don't have to listen to that guy.
You don't have to watch
it. Does it matter to you? It matters to me. I'm excited for the football game that's going to be played on Saturday.
Yes.
I'm excited for the football game that's going to be played on Sunday, too. They're both going to be played in that building.
Let's go.
We're going to talk about both of them as the show goes on. It's Trillville Thursday. First hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back and tell you what's trending here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it was a challenging day to begin with. We knew that going in. It was the reason we made some decisions to kick the ball in the end zone. When we took the lead there, you know, I made a decision to kick it off to him. So, you know, try to gain some momentum, get him pinned back right there, go out there and get a stop, and you can really put the game away. But that turned to me very quickly with the long kickoff return, and that went all downhill. Now, great job by our defense going out, getting a big-time three and out, you know, giving us the fighting chance to be able to do some really good things there. But, you know, when you put together the bad decision on the punt return and you put together the kickoff return and some of that stuff, that's just always going to be an awful day. And you never really want to ever point the finger at one side of the ball or one,
whatever,
thing. But in this particular game,
sometimes you can.
You just had to be honest. And I felt like
Point it.
It's all right.
Yep. Point it at them. Them. You guys. You. Y'all screwed up.
That face.
Yes. Go ahead. Point it all day at them, Ra. Damn it. But again, you're a two-finger pointer?
No, I'm a one-finger. I don't like to point at people.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't think people like to get pointed at really, and I don't really like to point at people. Yeah. Occasionally with
the kids.
Misbehaving children. Yeah. It's like you and you.
Yes.
Over there.
Yeah.
But you know, like politicians will point like with the nub of their index finger. Yeah. Like I did not
have that. Yeah.
And then some people are like two-finger pointers.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't pay attention. But I think that's what he's speaking of the obvious. Your special teams is ass.
Mm-hmm. And ass cheeks.
Yeah. And you're going to continue. I won't be surprised if something happens this game.
It probably will.
You know, so if I'm him, let him start at 35.
Here's the frustrating part, because they were doing that all day.
And then what happened?
And then coach says, I made the decision to kick to him, and I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder what was the reason at that moment of the game when you've been doing it all day, kicking it into the end zone.
Yes.
When, I mean, I know starting at the 35 is a disadvantage.
Yes.
But it's not as bad as what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand making that choice there.
You make the wrong call at the wrong time. It comes back and it bites you. Yep. And they did it, Rod did that in that game, as he just pointed out. But, you know, that game is what it is, man. You got a really, really good football team coming in here Sunday. Seattle is a damn good football team that is well coached. They got a young quarterback. They got a quarterback who's playing really good. They can run the football. Yep. They got an electric wide receiver.
Yep. Great defensive line.
And linebackers that can run and hit. I mean, this is a damn good
football
team.
People have been saying it, and I guess I didn't – it's probably true. I think I'm probably still caught up on how good I thought and maybe think the Bills are, that the Seahawks are the best team that they've played. It's probably true.
Yes, it is.
But the Seahawks are really good. They're also really good on the road.
Yes.
They're 5-1 on the road this season.
Like he finally lost his first road game of his career, coaching career.
Yeah, as the coach.
Yes.
McDonald. I get them confused. Their name's confused. First time he lost a road game a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be a tall task, man.
Are they up for it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Probably not.
No, I mean, I think
they'll kick off the game at one.
I think they'll play good.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I think they'll play.
Let me couch the sarcasm for a minute.
I think they'll play good.
They will play good because they always play good against good teams.
Yeah, I think they'll play good, and then it'll be a situation where somehow down in the fourth quarter they'll mess it up.
Probably.
They'll mess it up.
Or maybe they'll win.
Maybe. I would love to see that.
Yeah.
I would love. I mean, Seattle's due for a loss. And all good teams sometimes have a bad loss. And this will be a bad loss
to
the Falcons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it's their time.
What a nice little run in the schedule, by the way, for the Seahawks. They had that tough one against the Rams, right?
Where
Darnold threw four picks and they still almost won. Then they got the Titans, which that's always nice. Then they got the Vikings with that guy playing quarterback. God. Who should never start at quarterback
ever
again in the
NFL. You can't come back from that.
And then you got the Falcons.
Yeah.
That's a nice.
Yeah. So they're going to come in and try to take care of business. But, I think the Falcons will play well. But as most Falcons game, it might come down to who makes that mistake.
I agree. They'll play well. Will they play well enough?
Yes.
That's the real question. And unfortunately, this year, the answer has most likely been no. Was really looking forward to that Hawks game last night.
Yeah, man.
They've been playing good. They're back at home. They're outcasts. Kind of celebration night. Big boy is in the house.
Dude.
To do that in front of Big Boy.
Is there any way we could get one of those things?
I don't know, but I'd like to find out.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, those are outcasts.
Yeah, because I know our people.
Memorabilia.
I know Bo gets us all the Brave stuff. But I know that.
Like, we don't really have a person over there.
Well, we got no person over there. We don't have somebody over there. Bo, you know anybody
over
there?
Bo used to work over there. He's probably got people over there.
You got some connects that you can get us one.
I don't think I know people like that, though.
No.
Maybe Conti can get one.
It took me like a year to get an Outcast bobblehead from Truist Park.
Right.
So the Outcast, whatever those things are, But we are the flagship of the Hawks. I'm sure we know someone.
You know the guys.
Probably listening.
They know you. They like you.
They do.
They don't know me.
Yeah. They like you.
I know. I didn't say they don't like me.
They like both of us.
They don't know me. They know you. Because you know them. You shake hands with them.
I used to be over there a
lot. Yeah. Only time I go in that place is when I'm told I have to be there.
Well, it's not like I was over there just loitering.
I know, dude. You know, you're the guy.
Well, I was doing the games. I was working for the broadcast. But yeah, they're very nice people, the Hawks.
Yes, they are. They
especially if they want to send over some of those outcast dolls. All right, anyway, here's how the game ended last night.
As the Clippers will bounce it out with Christie. And the horn sounds, and that's it. T. Lou just gave a big hug to Quinn Snyder. The Hawks playing with nine guys basically tonight and ended up on the short end of this one. They just didn't have enough scoring power with all the guys out that have been out. So your final score here tonight, it was the Clippers 115 and the Hawks 92.
Yeah, man. I mean, Jalen's not playing. Yeah, I was
late Jalen Johnson
there.
Scratch is going to be.
Yeah, man. And the Clippers, they still, I mean, James Harden's still James Harden. Playing really good. Kawhi was back. It looks like it hurts for him to play basketball.
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say because he always just looks
miserable. Yeah.
But he looks miserable.
Yeah.
Like, he's just on the bench. Like, there was a couple kind of big moments they had in the second half, and guys are coming back, like, you know, high-fiving and stuff. Not him.
Not him.
He's just kind of over there with a towel around his head. But he played, like, yeah. So, if you get the rare Kawhi plays against you on the road game – and Jalen Johnson's
this is one of the teams because this was one.
Well, he
like,
never used to play.
Yeah,
against
he never
the
played
Hawks.
Against Atlanta. That's right.
He would never play against the Hawks. And John Collins returns home, hustling his ass off.
They wore little ass shorts.
He wears high shorts.
Yeah, they wore little ass shorts.
Final year of that $125 million contract, so he gets to get back. No, not at all. Good for him. Yeah, look, the Hawks, like you said, undermanned. And it looked like it.
Yeah, no. But hey, you know, you're going to have those kind of nights, especially like you said, when Jalen's not there. I know he got banged up a little bit in the previous game, so maybe it was a precautionary thing.
Yeah, I remember he hurt his calf Monday night against the Pistons, iced it up, came back and played.
Yeah.
Late scratch. But hopefully he can play tomorrow against the Nuggets.
Yeah, man.
It's another, well, I won't say another good team because the Clippers are awful.
They're awful.
But a good team in town tomorrow.
That guy is coming in town. The Joker.
Yeah.
Is he here?
Is here.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Joker is in town.
You get to go see him if you want. Go check it out.
Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night.
Oh, man. Joker.
Friday night, Joker.
Friday
in
night,
town?
Joker?
That's pretty.
I mean, does Joker bring out the white jeans and pumps?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You have to go find
out.
We
know the Lakers would bring out white pants and pumps.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the Heat.
Like the LeBron
Heat. The Knicks would bring out the white pants and pumps. Did Joker bring out, or he bring out the baggy sweats?
I don't know. What's like a fake fur kind of like.
What does Joker bring out?
Well, he's Serbian, right?
Yeah.
What are the Serbian baddies wearing these days?
I'm assuming
Serbian.
Linen?
Serbian baddies. That's like a
what's
like
that?
Leather.
A leather?
This is like a mail order situation. I probably shouldn't be Googling this. There's a TikTok called Serbian Baddies.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, Serbian Baddies.
If I was on TikTok, I'd probably check that out.
Serbian Baddies.
I didn't know that phrase was going to come up on the show today.
But it should be fun.
It should be fun.
Joker's, he's the NBA's hope to be OKC.
Yep.
Yep. He's because there's nobody beating him.
Certainly in the Western Conference.
Yeah, there's nobody beating him, man.
I don't know who in the Eastern
But
Conference.
I know we talk about Cavs. You see Giannis go down yesterday. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, news comes out. He's having a discussion with the Bucks about maybe moving on. And then the game that last night after it happened during the day, he goes down. Non-contact calf injury.
He looked like he's going to recover okay.
I don't know.
From it. You never know.
I don't know, but they're talking.
He looked okay.
Yeah, it seems like he wants to go to New York, but it's saying, reading up on Shams, what Shams was saying, is that they might open it up a little bit more. The key day, Wendy said, was December 15th, because that's when guys who just signed extensions can be traded.
Right.
So he said that's a date to look for.
Right. You can't do anything with those new contracts until December 15th.
Yes.
I remember the Hawks have had this situation a couple of years ago when – because remember, every year Clint Capella was in trade talks. And it was like you had to wait till December 15th that one year, and then they never traded him.
Right.
That's interesting, though. I mean, it always kind of felt like Giannis was going to get traded at some point once Dame went down and it all kind of went the way it went.
And he's good enough to demand it.
Yeah.
And force it.
Yeah.
And get to go where he wants to go.
And also to kind of do it without any blowback.
Right.
Like, he gave Milwaukee everything Milwaukee could hope for a decade. And now I think he has the right to say, hey, look, you guys are kind of in a different spot. I'm in a different spot. kind of nearing the, I don't know, I don't want to say the end of his prime, but closer to the end than he is to the beginning.
Right.
And teams are going to call. I mean, we kicked around a small scenario yesterday that was, I think, Bill Simmons had put on his podcast.
Bill Simmons had a nice one, though, because he was saying basically, Hawks, you give up Trey, Porzingis, and the unprotected one for Giannis. And then Kuzma, I think.
And Kuzma and Giannis would come back.
Yeah. Right. But then it's like, but he said, only way you do, I mean, only way the Bucks would do it, and you said this also, is that if Jalen Johnson's in that.
Yeah, I'm not making a trade with the Hawks unless Jalen Johnson's involved in it.
Yes.
For a guy like that.
Yes.
And if I'm the Hawks, I don't want to trade Jalen Johnson.
No, I don't want to trade him. But so, that's Giannis, though.
It is Giannis.
Yeah, that's Giannis.
But I'm trading Trey Young, Jalen Johnson, Kristaps Porzingis, and an unprotected one.
No.
I can't do that.
Yeah, but I'm like, what's the Greek society like around here?
I've been to the Greek festival a couple times.
It's cool.
Yeah.
So you think Giannis like here?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
They had, you know.
Who is this guy on TV that looks like Joe Patrick?
Euros and whatnot. That man's name is Josh Pate.
Josh Pate.
Yeah.
Wow, he looks like Joe.
Does look like Joe.
Yes, he does. Damn, Joe.
I kind of like that guy. Ooh. He's like Josh Pate. He does like a very reasonable college football talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's not like hot takes, really.
Okay.
He's kind of like.
Like Joe.
Like solid. You let Joe get on that podcast, the takes start heating up a little bit.
God.
Which, by the way, Joe will be on with us at 120 today.
Yes, yes. But I'm just curious. He seemed like, okay, so he's a guy that is a reasonable guy.
Yeah, he's like a reasonable media guy, which I'm surprised he's on ESPN right now. Why would they have him on
as much as they be whining and complaining? Hey, guys, tomorrow the morning shift will be at Publix at Highland Station in Smyrna. For a special broadcast, come pick up your supplies for the weekend football parties and come by and say hello. Because Allie, Mike, and Bo will be broadcasting live from the store.
It'll be in my neck of the woods.
Publix. Fan your freedom. Oh, no, feed your fandom. Feel the hype.
Fan your freedom.
Feel the hype this year with Publix. That's the morning shift tomorrow, 6 to 9 at Publix and Highland Station in Smyrna.
Fan your freedom's a different broadcast.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back and get into a college football corner. Brandon Adams is going to join us today. We couldn't do it on Tuesday, so we'll talk to him in the noon hour today. But college football conversation coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
People know it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy here with you. Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from getting back into the NFL no huddle as we look ahead to week 14. Week 14 kicks off tonight in the National Football League between the Dallas Cowboys and the Detroit Lions. It's a pretty fun Thursday night game, too,
yeah, man.
By the way. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, you can hear that game. Pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8:15. Like we mentioned, Brandon Adams will join us at 12:20. Dog Nation Daily podcast host, normally joins us on Tuesdays, but the week's been a little different schedule-wise this week, so we'll talk to him in the next hour. We'll get back into a couple different college football conversations in a minute.
What were you telling me just a second ago that Vanderbilt is trying?
Yeah, all right,
because you said Vanderbilt is trying to have a 13th game.
So what I'll say is, this is from Pete Thamel, okay. And it says they explored the possibility of playing a 13th game this weekend, okay. Which I guess is something they can do. They called it an exempt 13th game this weekend as a way to give one final showcase for the college football playoff.
Okay.
Which is pretty awesome. Like,
who would they play?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
You had to have found an opponent, right? And who's the opponent that you're going to play that's going to prove anything?
Exactly.
Right? It's not like you're going to, and again, like, I don't know. Maybe.
You called Cristobal?
Somebody, yeah. Like somebody else on the bubble. Like, because, yeah, Texas, they already played them, so yes. They probably wouldn't. Texas beat them, so Texas wouldn't want to do that. But, yeah, like, yeah, that would be incredible, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If somehow Miami and Vanderbilt were like, all right, to hell with it. We both need it. Let's play. Where are we going to play at? Let's meet in the middle. Macon. I don't know. They got a stadium.
I'm sure. Macon got a stadium down there. We'll meet in the middle. Over there at Mercer.
Yeah, we'll meet at Mercer.
And let them play right there. Well, I mean, that's pretty funny. I would love to see Diego Pavia in the playoffs.
Yeah, I would too.
I would love to see him.
I would too.
He's a damn fun player to
also
look at and watch.
Don't doubt that plays into their decision making.
Oh yeah.
When it comes time on Sunday.
Yeah, you want to see him and you want to see Mama Pavia.
Yeah. No problem with that.
Yeah, man, Mama Pavia. Yeah, man. She getting that airtime.
No problem here.
Yeah, man. Mama Pavia, she thick like zoo glass, man. I'm trying to tell you, boy.
Yeah, exactly right. My thoughts exactly. Yeah, I think we're robbing the nation. You're robbing the nation the enjoyment of not putting them in the playoffs. Yeah. They also, like, to be fair, again, I know we haven't done a ton of, like, scenario arguing and stuff because it's just, you know. It really is a waste of your time because there's nothing you can do about it. But there is a pretty good argument for Vanderbilt having deserved to be moved up at least a spot or two last week if Alabama was going to be, because Vanderbilt went on the road and beat Tennessee, who was ranked, and 9-3. And Tennessee is a pretty good team. Not a great team, but Tennessee had a pretty good year this year, right? Like, fair to say. They're 9-3, and they went up there and they beat the hell out of them.
They beat their ass.
It was 45-24, something like that. Like, and they beat them so bad they're not ranked anymore.
Yeah.
And I guess the committee held it against them that they're not ranked anymore, even though they were ranked by the committee last week when they beat them.
Yes.
And Alabama got the benefit of moving up one spot by barely hanging on and beating Auburn. And it was on the road. But
that's when we know program bias.
I know.
We understand.
It's a shame.
We understand that.
It's a shame. There should be mom bias. Yeah, who's the mom from Alabama? There's nobody. I've seen Ty Simpson's mom before. No offense. She might be pretty.
Yeah.
You know?
I think the.
I don't know what she looks like. She might be. If she was, they probably would have shown her.
She probably would have showed her more. Yeah. Who knows, man? But I mean, I'm just still. I don't even think it's a hill to die on. They should not have automatic bids.
Agreed.
Nobody wants to see.
Outside of the
James
people that
Madison.
Live in Harrisonburg, Virginia,
yeah.
You're correct
about see them
about
be
that.
three touchdown.
That's right.
Underdog.
Nobody
in a playoff game, man. But you know it is what it is, man. But I think that you know when you look at this weekend, like the game in my opinion that can affect everything is the Big 12 championship because if BYU wins, BYU is going to be in it. Obviously, Tech's in the playoffs already, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
So you look at that.
That's a spot that steals from a Miami, a Notre Dame, a Texas, a Vanderbilt, schools like that, right?
What if Duke wins?
Right, then that steals another spot.
Yeah, so.
Because that means that one of the other non-Power 5 or Power 4 schools gets in, right? Like, if Duke wins, then Virginia's not going to the playoff, obviously. Duke's not going to the playoff, obviously.
Yeah.
The Big Ten champion is going. The SEC champion is going, and the Big 12 champion is going, one way or the other, whoever those schools are. And obviously, with the Big 12 championship, like you said, if it's BYU, Texas Tech's still going, too. So that's a spot that could have been for somebody else. If Texas Tech beats the hell out of BYU, BYU probably isn't going to go.
No.
Right? I don't think there's any scenario where Alabama could do enough damage to themselves to not go.
I don't think so either.
I don't. Georgia beats them like 41-0 or something like that, and somebody gets hurt, maybe, but like probably not.
No,
more than likely Alabama's going as well.
I think so too. But I mean, I think the thing with this game right here, and we'll get more in it today and obviously tomorrow.
Let me just finish that off real quick.
Go ahead.
Because what all that was to say that if Duke does beat Virginia, then not only is the winner of the Sun Belt is James Madison going to get in, but the winner of the Tulane North Texas game is going to get in too.
Yeah,
because they'll also be one of the highest ranked conference champions.
Yes.
So then, even more to your point originally, which was no offense to those teams, but nobody really wants to see them get blown out.
Yes,
then there's going to be two of them.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And you tell me how you fix that, because I don't know how they fix it.
Yeah, well, it's on the ACC to be better.
Yeah, I think that too.
Be better.
But I mean, and I don't know how it goes about working of taking these teams out. Like we're gonna eliminate that.
Yeah.
Only way they can do that is if they don't have that.
Yeah.
The automatic qualifier.
I know. Well, because I mean, they changed what they did last year to this year, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because last year it was the five conference highest ranked conference champions and the top four got byes,
right?
And that's how they did the byes. They redid that by saying that they're just going to rank it how they want, and those are the teams that get the bye. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
I mean, they could just take it away, you know? I mean, they'll get pushback from the ADs from the Sun Belt and the American and stuff like that,
but yeah.
I don't think that Greg Sankey cares.
He don't.
You know?
He don't. Greg Sankey wants 10 automatic bids for the SEC.
That's what he wants. Let's do a 12-team playoff and 12 auto bids for the SEC.
I think LSU deserves to be in, if you tell me, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You know, that's Greg Sankey right now trying to sell
the conference. He'd be advocating for Kentucky. He's like, if you really look at it, they gave Texas a pretty tough game.
Yes, look at their losses and look at how the game played per minute. Like, they come up with the dumbest daggone, like – phrases and stats to try to make something look good. Game control.
Game control. Yep.
Game. What the hell is game? Did they win or lose? Mm-hmm. Well, no. They had 3/4 of game control, even though they did lose by 3. Mm-hmm. They lost.
They lost.
Yeah.
They lost.
Like nobody gives a dag on. Oh, you know.
Yeah. No. The one that annoys me the most is because again, like we're just talking about football, right? We're not talking about. It's data points. Like we're just talking about football.
Yep.
The thing that annoys me the most is when they try to make a win a data point. I understand if you're splitting hair. Like if it comes down to, just for argument's sake, if it comes down to Miami and Vanderbilt, they have the same record and they didn't play each other.
Yep.
Then you have to start going, okay, they did this against this guy. Maybe they don't have any common opponents, whatever. Then you have to start going to actual data points. But you can't tell me that Miami beating Notre Dame is a data point. That's not a data point.
It's a win.
It's a game that they played, and they beat them.
Yes. I don't know. I don't care how many points that they lost their first two games by. Oh, they lost to Texas A&M and Miami by a combined 4 points. But they lost them.
Right. And it's not like we're talking about, because people say, well, head-to-head, well, what about Florida State and Alabama? That's not what we're talking about. Florida State and Alabama are not being compared to get into the playoff.
Right.
These teams are.
Yes.
Because their resumes are close, and they played each other, and one of them won and one of them lost. Like, and if that is how it comes down on Sunday, then I don't justify any of it anyway because it's not up to us to do that. But I do think a lot of the time they end up getting it right. Like they say a bunch of stupid stuff, but then they end up getting it right. But if Miami's left out and Notre Dame gets in, that's wrong.
Yes.
That's wrong. They beat them.
Yeah.
They beat them. And if you're just telling us that games don't matter, then Sark is right too. Then Sark going on TV and whining about who he's playing, like, then you're validating all of this anti-football behavior.
Yes.
And that bothers me.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, again, it is football we're talking about.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's a lot of great games. I think, you know, the intriguing one probably is the Big Ten title game, in my opinion. I know that, you know, we just talked about the Big 12 and all those things, but I mean, I think Indiana's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how good they are, though. I think Ohio State's really, really damn good.
Yeah.
I think they're really, really damn good. So that's going to be one of those things where that's going to be a great challenge. Obviously, Duke and Virginia, I just need Virginia. I need Duke to win.
I floated the idea this morning.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because y'all going to Charlotte.
Because my wife's off this weekend, or this week, and so I was making breakfast, and I was like, hey, Saturday night after the birthday party, we'd go see Duke and Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, in what? And I was like, they're playing in Charlotte on Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, in in men's. I was like, yes, in men's football.
Football. Yeah.
He was like, oh, I thought you meant basketball.
I would have thought the same thing.
I was like, no, no, no. They're playing in men's football, which no one's ever called it.
Yes.
It's men's basketball, women's basketball.
Yes.
Yeah, they got a men's football game between Duke and Virginia on Saturday night.
What?
Yeah. She said hard pass.
Hard pass?
Hard pass.
Yeah, I mean, but you're going to be up there for that one. I mean, I think that should be.
I'm not going to be up there for that one. I mean, I'm going to be up there for my nephew's birthday party. You'll be up there with
Charlotte and everything like that. And then obviously the game over in Mercedes-Benz, Georgia, Alabama. A lot of key players banged up. We found out Drew Brobo's not going to play. I think Overstreet for the big Alabama, their big time pass rusher. He's probably not going to play in this game. Don't know jam status. So I mean, it's going to be a Georgia Alabama game.
Yeah.
Probably a 3-point game somewhere in that area. Whoever gets the ball last, who doesn't make the mistakes in this football game, is going to end up winning. Georgia needs to win this game. Got a Bama problem. I just saw the trivia question: who has the most SEC game losses? Kirby. That's 4 SEC game losses.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The most losses in the SEC championship game?
Now, considering how many times we go, you're going to lose some of them.
Well, yeah, this will be his 8th.
Yeah, you're going to lose some.
And so if he wins, then he's 4-4.
Yeah.
I mean, how many have 4, you know, wins? Not many.
Not many. Only
Nick, Saban.
Nick and maybe.
Maybe Spurrier?
Maybe Spurrier. I know Mark Rick has 3.
4 is a lot. But yeah, right. They do. They need to beat Alabama.
Yeah, they need to beat Alabama.
That's the last, you know. That's the last frontier at this point. Kirby's conquered everything else.
But
and they're better than Alabama is right now, and they've been better than Alabama for about 5 years now. And yet Alabama still has beat
always
them.
Wins.
Yeah, Alabama still always wins the game.
They always beat us.
I mean, it ended the undefeated season. Could have very easily been back-to-back-to-back national championships in 23.
Yep.
And
that's
Georgia was
it.
Better than Bama, and the game just sort of went the way that it did.
And you know, hopefully it's not a missed call.
Yeah.
Because they missed the damn call. We understand the dude dropped the damn football.
Sure.
But, I mean, that's the kind of stuff you don't want to happen in this game. Because those things go against Georgia all the damn time. So, I mean, you know, they got to go out there. It's going to be different without Drew, you know, because he's the quarterback of the line. He's the one guy, the constant and everything like that.
Who, and we can ask BA this in half an hour, who I know that they had – obviously, the backup came in on Saturday.
Yes.
Who plays?
I don't know.
I know they've been trying a few different guys. I know.
I don't like the fact they're trying these guards at center. You know, I know that there's a backup center to Drew. He's probably not as good as Drew.
Oh, of course
not. But I'm sure there is a backup.
Is it Malachi Tolliver?
Because
he's
him.
A freshman.
Oh, good.
And I had – there was a couple of other different names that I had seen that had been getting snaps throughout, you know, preparation. Again, we'll ask we'll ask BA about that when we get him on in the next hour. He'll probably know a little bit better than we do. But that's the game. If I'm looking at Saturday, because you know Friday night's going to be fun too because those games matter also.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Kennesaw State, Jacksonville State.
That's right.
Playing a Conference USA title game.
Kennesaw State's got a chance to win a conference title. That's awesome.
Yes.
But James Madison wins. They're likely going to the playoff. Maybe not necessarily. If Tulane wins, they're almost certainly going to the playoff. North Texas also
their coach
has
is coaching the game too.
North Texas is too.
Yeah.
And James Madison's coach is leaving too.
Yeah, he's going to God.
Somewhere. I don't remember where, but yeah, UCLA maybe.
Yes.
I think it is UCLA. Yeah. So all those guys are leaving and they're coaching. But just of all the games that are gonna be played on Saturday, the Power Four conference games, I wouldn't be surprised if any of them are blowouts other than the SEC title game. It would shock me if the SEC championship game is a blowout.
Yes, 100%,
one way or the other.
100%.
I think that's going to be 24-21. Somebody kicks a field goal late.
And
it's just going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be like this game is going to be like they always are.
I think Tech's going to beat the brakes off BYU.
I don't
BYU.
Think they're going to beat them as bad as they beat them. And because I think Tech is good. I think BYU is good. I don't think it's hard to blow out a team twice.
True. Unless you're way better than them.
And so BYU, because one thing of what happened last against the game down there in Texas Tech, BYU couldn't run the ball.
That's right.
If BYU can't run the ball, they can't
win. Texas Tech couldn't score.
They scored like 5 field goals
or something like that.
They kept kicking field goals.
Yeah.
But I love watching him play because I like that damn linebacker.
You got it. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, Texas Tech.
I love that dude.
Is it Rodriguez?
Rodriguez? Oh, God, yeah. I love.
He should be in New York for the Heisman
ceremony. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Sorry.
Dude, I mean, you're absolutely correct because that dude there is a damn ball player.
BYU also should be like feeling good. Like there should be really good vibes. They're 11-1. They're in the title game, and they just threw all the money at Kalani Sitake to keep him. And they love Kalani Sitake.
Almost a 2-touchdown.
I know, right? Yeah. 12.5.
Hmm.
I don't know. Like, I hope it's a really good game in the Big Ten championship game, but Ohio State might be like that much better than
I just think that
people.
I'm with you right
They're
there.
They're really good.
Hey, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on the Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch all your local NFL games every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the hour. Week 14 begins tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game between the Cowboys and the Lions. And Brandon Adams is going to join us at 12:20 as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.